on your, I think the second touchdown was the slant. You split the defenders. Can you talk about that one, Odell?
It was a normal play for us. Eli made a check to the tight end and gave him a post route, and it occupied the safety, and you know, the slant came open late, and it just looked like a lot of open field. So I just, you know, tried to run as fast as I can.
You know, the offense back and forth between the players to get you up because they try to get in your head and get you out of the game. How you doing?
That's part of the game, you know, competitors and having passion and loving what you do. You know, you're going to get frustrated and you're going to make, you know, you do as best as you can to not make those kind of personal fouls or unsportsmanlike penalties. But, you know, it's heat of the moment things. You love doing this. And Breland's, I think he's a great defender. I think he's going to be great in this league. It just, there was times today where we were back and forth and, you know, the flags, thankfully they got called on him and not me. And, you know, that's part of the game as well.
How much do you think you maybe got in his head? It was obviously there was a bunch of flags, and you got the taunting, even when you actually caught a pass on that one. You feel like you actually got in his head at some point there and were kind of feeding into that?
You never really know. Sometimes you can see it, but then sometimes you can't. And, you know, he was smiling, laughing the whole game and competing. So that's what it's all about. You know, you take it at somebody and you do the best that you can to win every single time. And, you know, sometimes you come up short. I know he broke up a pass in the end zone that, you know, it's going to give me trouble sleeping at night. It's little things like that. There's a lot of plays. There's a lot of good that was in the game, and there's still so much to learn from.
So, like, you and Eli, several of your passes that you caught on the back shoulder, receptions, how have you and Eli worked that out? Is that his call? How's that worked out?
I think it's just a natural thing. You know, you see the defender over the top. A quarterback's naturally gonna put it back shoulder. He's not gonna try and throw it past him if he's already on top. I think it's an automatic read. So he just put it in spots where I could only get to it, and you know, you can only be so thankful for the opportunities.
Is that a result of defenders being afraid of your speed and quickness?
Say it again.
Is that a result they're putting you over the top, your speed and quickness?
Whatever you want to call it, whatever it is, you know, they were playing high over the top and, you know, just allowed for the back shoulder throws.
Are you starting to see a lot more adjustments now that the league has got a lot more tape on you?
You could definitely see some more adjustments. I think I don't remember exactly who it is. It was 91. I think it was. Yeah. He was out there almost at cornerback on one play, but I don't think he was. I think he was just out there to decoy or distract. But as the game goes on and you can see teams make adjustments, you can feel defenses shift and things like that. But we did a great job at changing the plays up and getting it to where it needed to go.
How do you feel just when you think about the future next couple years playing with Eli? What do you think the potential is for you and Nico?
Not just me and him. I think, like I said earlier in the year, we have potential to be, you know, one of the best, if not the best offense, and there's just no reason for you not to think that. You know, anybody on the team should think that we should be the best. And that's just how it is. There's a lot to look forward to going into next year. Being realistic, you know, you're not going to the playoffs. So you look into next year and you look at the team and you watch how these guys play the last couple of games, and you kind of just get a feel and an understanding for how each man plays.
Are you a better receiver already now than, say, 10 weeks ago when you first got on the NFL field?
Absolutely. Each and every way. Each and every day you find something to get better at, whether it's blocking, whether it's the way you place your hands on the catch. Whatever it is, you have to find something to improve your game every day.
You've talked about
her role, basically, or do you think this is kind of normal and that's the way it should be?
It's just you keep going with the punches. Whatever's thrown at you is, you know, is whatever situation you're going to be in. So, for me, it's just making the most of my opportunities, and you know, whatever chance I get, just make the best of them.
You set the rookie record for the Giants receiving yardage. What are your thoughts on that?
That's great. That's definitely great. It's something that it's always in the back of your mind. I didn't know exactly what it was until, you know, somebody told me today. But that has a lot to do with, you know, the way that we've been playing the past couple games, and it's an honor.
When you missed four games, did you think, you know, getting close to right near 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, did you think that was a realistic, you know, goal or possibility at that point?
Just for me, it's I set the expectations as high as possible, and I hate settling for anything less. I wouldn't expect anything less than myself. So, and there's a lot of guys on the team that even though I missed those four games, I know Antrell came up to me, you know, from the minute I got back on the field and said, you know, you still owe me 1,000 yards and a 10 touchdown season, and that stuff's always in the back of your mind while you're playing, but you really have to focus, you know, each and every play, because you never know when it could be your last.
You always talked about your catches being instinctual. What about your touchdown dances? Are they planned?
That's just something that just it just comes with it.
Got some new ones today.
It's a group, actually, people down there in Atlanta who created the dance. They created the, it's called the whip and the nene and all these other things, and it's a way of expressing yourself, really. It's a way of expressing yourself, and it's just enjoy having fun. So, you know, why not have fun?
What was the spin in the ball then? Was that a different twist on it?
But just whatever comes to mind, you know, you only have a split second to think about what you're gonna do, and you know, you never want to look bad on TV, and you never want to look bad. So just do the best you can.
Are you
gonna
lose sleep over your punt fumble at the end of the game?
That's something to take from the game and learn from. Early on in the game, I was frustrated, and just being a young player and you know, trying to keep your head in the game. There was plays, I think it was a third down early in the game, and I didn't get both feet in bounds. The throw in the corner of the end zone, felt like I should have caught it. There was another one I felt like I should have caught. It doesn't matter what it is. Whenever I get a chance to make a play, I feel like it should be made.
Did you just take your eyes off the ball?
Just being lackadaisical, too relaxed. You know, I wanted to apologize to the special teams coach because it's just not acceptable. We should definitely have had the offense on the field in the victory formation, because there's no better feeling than, you know, it's not the best play as a receiver, but there's no better feeling than, you know, the offense running on the field in victory formation, and you take a knee to win the game.
Earlier in the game, the referee said you didn't give a fair catch signal. Did he explain more about what you did and didn't do?
No, not really. It's something to learn, though. You know, maybe next time just – so I think that it came back to haunt me on the last play of the game. You know, I tried to fair catch for as long as possible, make sure I gave him a good signal, and, you know, it ended up not working out in my favor. You know, you have guys like that in your corner who remind you each and every day, and it's just something that I've always been, because I've been humbled multiple times, and you know, without him, I don't know where I'd be.